Huff Hall on the campus of Illinois' flagship university holds about 4,000 people, and on this night, it's nearly full. The air conditioner can't compete with the heat generated by so many spectacularly dressed parents, grandparents, friends, and cousins. By the time this ceremony ends, moms and aunties will have traded their pretty pumps for flats, and the little kids will have dozed off in their parents' arms. That's what this ceremony has in common with the others. You can hear what's different when the lights dim and the graduates process in. Instead of pomp and circumstance, these graduates enter the hall to the strains of Donny Hathaway singing Young, Gifted, and Black. This is the Black Congratulatory, a tradition that dates back almost 40 years on a campus where African Americans represent just 5% of the student population. Marielle Dickens, graduating with a double major in psychology and communications, is near the front of the procession. She's been selected to give a speech, so she has earned a seat on the stage. This ceremony is something she's been anticipating ever since she attended Black Congratulatory a few years ago.
I don't know how to explain it. It was so welcoming, so loved, so much of a family type of atmosphere, and it made me look forward to graduate a lot more.
Black Congratulatory, it's a special thing for many of us in the African-American community for many reasons, but mainly because we do attend a predominantly white institution. So being able to be recognized for being an African-American student here is something special.
That's Deshaun Julian, graduating with a degree in technical systems management. Due to his busy schedule, he skipped the general commencement, where a famous TV star spoke to graduates, but he told his mom, Leisha Julian, to be in her seat by 7 for Black Congratulatory.
The regular graduation, you really don't know how many Blacks are graduating, but when they have their own, you're like, wow, it was a lot. So it makes everybody in here proud.
After all the graduates have entered the hall, everyone stands to sing the national anthem, the Negro national anthem, that is, all 3 verses. Ashley Davis is Assistant Director of the U of I's African American Cultural Center, and she's in charge of Black Congratulatory.
The purpose of it is to have a ceremony that is steeped in our tradition so that people don't have to feel uncomfortable. The ability to celebrate each other and the ways that we celebrate each other is important.
What does that mean? For starters, it means that when Dickens delivers her speech, even though the sound system is muddy, everyone in the hall understands when she says, "So many times we've been told no, we're not good enough. This may not be an option for you, and let's not aim too high." It means every first or milestone accomplishment, like the U of I's first Black chancellor, first Black football coach, and the Student Senate's 4th Black president, will be announced and applauded. And as Leisha Julian points out, it also means that this particular ceremony has a larger purpose than just launching these students into the next chapter of their lives.
Like Deshaun, he'll reach back for his brother and make sure he make it through. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. So just reach your hand back and grab the next person forward.
Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.